One Family's Testimony of Tithing by Don L. Searle, Church Magazines. What does the Lord mean when He says to those who pay tithing, "I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing"? Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. A family in San Salvador, El Salvador, can tell you from experience of the blessings that come. After Jose Antonio Salazar and his wife, Noemi, joined the church in 1975, they did their best to teach their children the gospel by precept and example. Their daughter, Cecilia Noemi, grew up to serve a mission, then marry a returned missionary, Luis Ricardo Arbizu. Luis, who also grew up in a home where obedience to the gospel was taught, is currently administrative coordinator for the church educational system in San Salvador. Luis and Cecilia have two children, Sylvia Noemi, 17, and Luis Ricardo, 10. Jose expresses gratitude for everyday blessings that have come, he believes, as a result of faithfully paying tithing. "We have had bread every day," he says. "We have lacked for nothing." He is grateful for general good health. He speaks of the blessing and opportunity to serve as a temple worker while he and his wife live in Los Angeles, California. What more could I ask of him? What more? His wife, Noemi, says not only have they never lacked anything, but they have been given means and opportunity to help others. She believes spiritual opportunities have come through obeying the law of tithing and other commandments. "It has been a blessing to me always to have a calling in the church." Son-in-law Luis Arbizu recalls that his mother had a small business selling prepared food. When she quit selling on Sunday after joining the church, the Lord blessed her to make up the difference. When Luis and Cecilia married, he had a very small salary. But shortly after he was called to serve in a stake presidency, his salary tripled, and his wife was able to quit her job to stay at home. Cecilia comments that when the Lord says He will open the windows of heaven, most people think of material blessings. "The great needs are not material but spiritual," she says. Among her family's blessings, our children are obedient. Luis Ricardo says that as a result of paying tithing, his own family has never lacked for anything needed. He is grateful for parents who are examples of obedience. Sylvia says that through obedience to the law of tithing and other commandments, "I have seen blessings in my studies. I feel my testimony has grown greatly. Obedience," she explains, "has helped me testify strongly of Jesus Christ, and this will strengthen my future home." End of the article, One Family's Testimony of Tithing, by Don L. Searle, Church Magazines.